There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a special edition of The Mark White Show, as I have sitting right next to me, Cora White of Cora's Corner. If you've been listening to The Mark White Show for some time now, you've heard episodes of Cora's Corner, and this week will be Cora's 20th episode. Lately, she has been reading books from children's authors, including Carissa Lovern, Seeds for Sharing, Hannah Wilson's Charlie May's First Day, Henry the Hessian by D.S. Green, and also You Are Enough by Margaret O'Hare. This week, Cora has another book that she's going to be reading from Joshua Horton. It's called Kids in a Book. Joshua Horton is the husband of Stephanie Horton with Mac Kids Tuscaloosa. We're very excited about this book this week as we read Kids in a Book. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Cora.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have you with me, Cora. You've been part of The Mark White Show since you were 3 years old. When you were 5 years old, you won your first Abby Award for a commercial you did for McCleary Tire. And then at 7 years old, you had your very own segment called Cora's Corner. Have you had fun doing Cora's Corner?
Yep.
Do you enjoy the radio business?
I love it.
Well, you've been with me since you were 3 years old working with The Mark White Show as my sidekick. You've been able to travel around with me. You've been able to go to events, functions that we've been to be able to spread the Mark White Show word. And now with your own segment, you get an opportunity to have a place where people can listen to you read the stories, and you can influence young people and give them something that they can enjoy. You've heard some of the reviews from people, how they enjoyed Cora's Corner and listening to you read. How do you think it makes them feel?
I think it makes them feel happy.
What has been your favorite story to read so far?
I would say You Are Enough.
What was special about You Are Enough?
It's just how everybody was included.
You're a good reader, actually. People have complimented how good you read.
They have.
They sure have. How does that make you feel?
Happy.
You're just a happy girl.
Yeah.
What do you think about the children's authors, the people who are writing these books for children?
I think it's helpful, and they're really kind people.
I agree with you. We have some really special people who have become children's authors. They have written books that are inspirational, who make a difference, stories that make a difference and are encouraging to us all. And I think that's important when we think about a book like Seeds for Sharing from Carissa Lovern, as she wrote about her two daughters. And then Charlie May's First Day, you enjoyed reading that. Because Charlie May, as we know, is in a wheelchair. She's nonverbal. She is fed through a G-tube. Charlie May's mom, Hannah Wilson, was just trying to let young people know about her daughter so that they could understand that she's different, but she can be a friend and they can be a friend to her.
Don't forget about her having epilepsy.
And has epilepsy. That's correct. Epilepsy is so important. As a matter of fact, that's what led to Charlie's Chance, which Elena Burt, who is Charlie May's cousin, started Charlie's Chance to bring awareness to epilepsy and help train people in schools to know what to do when someone has an epileptic seizure. So that's great to remember, Cora. And then Henry the Hessian by Dee Green, she wrote that book because she wanted to try to encourage her grandchildren to read and to understand history, and she thought using a mouse as a character was a good idea. What do you think about that?
Sounds pretty good.
Did you enjoy reading Henry the Hessian?
Some words were hard, but I loved it.
You did good with those words, actually. When you think about some of those German words, were pretty tough. And then we get to the book You Are Enough, which you read last Saturday, a book about inclusion. Sophia Sanchez was adopted from Ukraine and brought to the United States in 2010. And this story, You Are Enough, is inspired by Sophia Sanchez, who has Down syndrome. I think the big message here is to look at the differences that we have as individuals and say, you can be my friend, I can be your friend, even though we're different.
I think it would be great if we all did that.
Right now, I'm talking to Cora White from Cora's Corner here on The Mark White Show, and Cora is sharing about her segment, Cora's Corner, and some of the books she has read. As we mentioned on Saturday, she will be reading a brand new book by Joshua Horton called Kids in a Book. When we come back, we're going to talk about listening to Cora's Corner, and maybe some of you have listened to Cora's Corner and it's been an encouragement. We hope that you will share it with young people. Let children hear the stories that Cora is reading. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this. He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have my daughter Cora right beside me as we talk about her segment on Saturdays, which is called Cora's Corner. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Cora.
Thank you.
Always glad to have you, my baby. You've been a part of the Mark White Show since you were 3 years old. You were hanging out at the studio at WKAC in Athens when you were this high. And people can't see that because this is radio, but you were not very tall. And now you're a big girl, and you have your own segment called Cora's Corner. You started that when you were 7 years old. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel very happy.
Do you think that some of the stories that you're reading can have a positive impact on children?
I think so.
What would you tell people who are listening right now who haven't heard Cora's Corner yet?
I would say, please listen to Cora's Corner and share it with your friends.
I hope that they will. The Mark White Show on Saturday morning airs at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the morning, and then Cora's Corner is released 10 o'clock Central Standard Time as its own separate segment, and it's been doing really well. You can see how many people are listening, and also you've had reviews from different parts of the country and the world. One of your reviews came from New Zealand last week, as well as a review from California and from Georgia, and they were all saying really good things about Cora's Corner.
It's always encouraging.
Well, Cora, I do hope that people will tune in on Saturday as you read this new book by Joshua Horton, Kids in a Book, and hopefully they'll start listening next Saturday and then want to listen every week that you have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner.
I think that would be great.
And I do hope that you'll tune in every Saturday, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time for the full Mark White Show. And then at 10 o'clock, Cora's Corner will be released as its own segment. And I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. When we come back, we'll be sharing the episode of Cora's Corner from last Saturday as Cora read You Are Enough, a book about inclusion. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora is reading a book called You Are Enough, a book about inclusion. The book is written by Margaret O'Hare and illustrated by Sophia Cardoso.
You Are Enough, a book about inclusion, inspired by Sophia Sanchez. For everyone who's ever given me a chance, Sophia Sanchez. My name is Sophia Sanchez, and I have Down syndrome. That means I look and learn differently than most people. I was born in a small town in Ukraine, where I spent the first 16 months of my life in an orphanage. But in June 2010, my forever mom and dad took me home to the United States, where I live with them and my three older brothers. One of my brothers has Down syndrome too. I am just like any other kid. I like to read and draw in my journal. I love people and making new friends. I dance and cheer, and my favorite subjects are Spanish, music, and theater. My mom and dad are always taking pictures and videos of me. I love the camera. That's how I began my acting and modeling career. I am only a kid, but I know I am someone who is happy, loving, and kind. I have Down syndrome, and it makes some things harder for me, but it's just one part of who I am. I believe in myself, and I want to inspire others to love themselves too, because we are all beautiful just as we are. No two people are exactly the same. We are all unique, and that's great. Being different is what makes you special. You are just right exactly as you are. Being different can be lonely. You may feel like you don't belong. But we're all in this together. Everyone needs a friend. Friends help one another. Friends learn from one another. Friends know that no two people are alike. A friend will celebrate you just as you are. But some people don't understand. They think being different is scary. Try to be good and brave and strong. Let people see the real you. Sometimes things might seem bigger than you, but you are stronger than your fears. That's why you have courage. Courage is when something is scary, but you do it anyway. Don't let anyone try to stop you from taking a chance or trying something new. Surround yourself with people who love you. They are your cheerleaders. Listen to them when they say, yes, you can. When you fall down, get back up. Stay fierce. You know you've got this. Don't stay on the sidelines. It's your story, so be the star. To get your copy of You Are Enough, a book about inclusion, you can go to scholastic.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Again, you can support the Angels in Disguise effort by going to angelsindisguise.net. That includes the Angel in Disguise's 3-2-1 Challenge, as well as March 21st Down Syndrome Awareness Day, where you can wear super socks and donate to Angels in Disguise to support Brett's Barn for corrective heart surgeries for children with Down syndrome in honor of Max Mikulak. You can mail donations to Angels in Disguise, 2400 Envoy Circle, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299. Again, go to angelsindisguise.net for more information. You can tune in to Cora's Corner from Cora White every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And we hope that you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show and Cora's Corner, and that you'll share it with your family, friends, and neighbors. We want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.